stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Action Weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative, boys.
Josh, does my nose deceive me, or is Mark Gravina sitting right next to me?
Mr. Mark Gravina, enemy of the show. I don't even have Belly B set up. I mean, it's a bit of a late start, but he's joined us in the studio. And Zach, for the duration of the show, I believe, until a band comes and kicks him out, much to the chagrin of the listeners, I imagine. Mr. Mark Gravina, back from your overseas trip, and how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Here in the flesh.
Zach, do I detect an Irish accent there? He's bunging it on.
He's been doing it since he got back.
Top of the morning to you, he says, when I pick him up on the airport.
He said top of the muffin to me.
Top of the muffin to you. Good one. There goes that playful. There goes my confidence for any more playful banter. So anyway, well, Mark, we'll get into it, but a little bit later with you. But it's International Women's Day, boys. So be on your best behaviour, because they all are listening.
They are.
We know that they can be quite a handful once made angry. So
it is International Women's Day, Josh, and just a point on that, I will be hosting International Women's Day drinks at my house.
Oh, yeah, great.
2-drink minimum, which will be a mason jar full of whiskey each, and obviously no fat chicks.
I mean, that goes without saying.
I mean, I don't write the rules. I did write the rules.
Yeah, you made those rules up.
But I don't write them anymore.
I mean, what number rule was that?
3.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was the same as the first 2, though.
Well, I mean, to mark the celebration that it is a all things about international women, or local women as well.
Local women, international women, whatever, intergalactic
women. Even. Of course. I mean, obviously.
Well, no, actually, international isn't intergalactic. So
what do we got? So we can insult all women. I don't think International Women's Day is just where you don't insult women for a day. So I'll pull myself up on that one.
We can insult women from Omicron Persei 8.
Oh, and what a perfect song to start us off with. GRL, Ugly Heart.
Alopecia from the neck down. That's what I've got.
That's a dream. That's a dream right there, boys. We got to mention, Zach, I did make a bit of a faux pas early in the show, which I never usually do, but it is Being Jane Lane. Is the band that's coming in.
What did you call it?
Being Lane Jane.
Oh.
So I don't know why they tried to trick me. But
seems that's what they've done. I think they've put together a band.
Yeah.
They've sought out a community radio show to target them.
Top rated community radio show too. So they went to the top.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. What should we call the band? Oh, something that'll confuse them.
So, I mean, Mark, we know that Mark is he's joined us in the studio. He's fresh back from Ireland and straight into the jobless.
No, I have a job.
Straight into the jobless.
But I mean, he's straight into the money making schemes, which this is what we know and love about the Mr. Mark Gravina. He's one scheme. Every show, he's a scheme.
He's a scheme away from Easy Street. every day.
They call him Mr. Shark Tank himself. They call him Shark Bait behind his back.
I call him the whole bloody aquarium, mate.
Well, no, not mentioning what he eats for lunch, because he's rotund. For those of you playing at home.
And he loves all you can eat seafood.
I'll mention it once and once only. I lost 8 kilograms overseas.
Oh, did you?
On a little beer diet.
From where? Jeez, from mate, where the exactly? Airport lost your luggage again.
He found it back. They delivered to his hotel.
It was all sweet.
Put it back on.
Old duty-free lollies.
On the caper. My days of TV janitorialism are behind me.
And rightfully so, Zach. I mean, you've
that was suffered. When I worked in 60 Minutes. Yeah, that's a presenter.
Oof. I can't get to the button quick enough to do a womp, 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 but I think everyone felt it.
Was an intentionally over the top terrible joke, Josh, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, I was
a bit of a satire. You know, if that's beyond your comprehension, though, then I feel bad for you.
Well, mate,
everyone listening along at home, meanwhile, are chuckling, going, oh, yeah Zach's right, he's the best. He's used some cutting satire.
Well, now you've made it all uncomfortable for Mr. Mark Gravina, enemy of the show. Now we're fighting. We're fighting. Mark looks like a child of divorce sitting there minding his own business.
It's his fault, though. That's the thing.
And speaking of ruining people's lives, Mr. Mark Gravina, we were hanging out last night. Behind the scenes for everyone, they're probably thinking, oh, yeah, how did these guys get together? Probably just
Just probably through some radio academy that they're all part of.
That they all pass with flying colours.
definitely not some you know, Facebook group that they stumbled upon and just happenstance to walk into a studio one day.
Yeah, no one was broadcasting from the 2 to 4 hours, so we thought, we'll see.
Definitely the Radio Academy.
Which we all graduated top of our classes at.
They used to call me Maverick.
They called me Ducks. Ducks off the class.
They settle down, Goose.
They used to call me by phone. Oh, come on. We're one apiece now.
Yeah, no.
So now we've all told an awful joke. But speaking of ruining people's days like you just did with that joke, Mark, we were hanging out last night, talking shop. Got a bit peckish. So we thought to ourselves, mate, I'll turn your mic down if I have to. let's zip up to the local convenience store just up the road. A short walk, but a brisk walk nonetheless. And purchased ourselves some lovely ramen noodles, I think we went with. And nothing prepared us for what we were about to come up against. Zach, Mark, I mean, would you like to furnish the listeners with what happened? I mean, the awful things that we saw and the lives that were potentially ruined by us.
Yeah, and what you came against.
Stop saying it.
What you came into. What situation did you come into?
Okay. So we ordered our food. And we're standing outside waiting for it to be cooked, I guess. And this young fella comes up to me and says, "Hey, man, I got $20. Can you go buy me a pack of smokes?"
Which is weird that he would say that because he came up to you from behind. so how would he have known that you were a man?
So he was coming from behind.
So he was coming from behind. A kid of about 16.
Putting a 20 in your pocket.
He's saying, "Can you do me a favor and keep it on the down low?"
And are you sure you weren't in prison, mate? Smokes are a bit of a currency.
Mark was sitting there sharpening a spoon.
I can't tell.
There were no noodles. So Mark was sitting there waiting for a noodle. And let's recap for the listeners.
So Mark walked up to the shop. He wanted to put some noodles in his mouth. And these 16-year-olds
came up behind him.
We hadn't got to
coming
the
from
yet.
Behind. Slipped a 20 in his pocket.
Said him not to say anything. And
had we even mentioned that we're 16?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make it better?
Yeah, it's very pertinent to the story, mate.
Should I continue?
So a 16-year-old boy
comes up to me. He says, "Can you buy me a pack of smokes?"
Oh, mate, we were keeping it very clean up until then.
And because he said he went inside, got denied because he was under 18. But he said, 16-year-olds allowed to smoke.
Yeah.
They're just not allowed to buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
So I'm getting legal advice from a 16-year-old kid.
Who I didn't ask for a proper identification, mate, but I don't think he's past the bar. Well,
pardon me then, officer. Allow me to get your cigarettes.
I'm not sure how. I've got to be careful with this story, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to tiptoe very lightly.
Okay, well, you know, you can... I guess you can say you either did or you didn't do it.
I allegedly...
allegedly, for the sake of the story.
So the kid, it was a bit of arming and ahhing, and Josh said there was nothing.
If anyone ever pulls you up on it, then it was made up.
Yeah, exactly, for radio.
Yeah.
It's a little legend. Story.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some great made-up stories coming up.
So, mate, I dumped the 3 bodies in Kevin Brook last weekend. So.
You know that girl you saw me going home with? Nah, that was made up.
Was made up, mate.
That was the worst thing.
It was caked on about 3 inches thick.
Popped her in a shower. I thought you
got something that was 3 inches thick. The kid, he gives me the legal rules, and
jargon.
I believe him. I think I've heard that.
Yeah, but
I just went to reach for the 20. I turned around, and another kid has come up behind me. Are we happy? And I've looked at him. He is the youngest kid I've ever seen.
He must have been 12 years
old. And I went, "Nah, dude, I can't do this."
Yeah.
And he goes, they're for me, the 16-year-old. And I went,
He claimed to be 16 as well, but I don't think that the pubic hair between
him. I was quizzing him, like, what age are you? And I said, "When's your birthday?" And he goes, in November. I went, "No, what year?" And then anyway,
quick arithmetic, and there he goes.
Stole him with the November.
he gave me a year.
Longest month to pronounce. So he's done his homework. Mark was outsmarted by a 16-year-old.
Didn't take much. Anyway, I said to the kid, "You're 16. I'll definitely buy it for you." Allegedly,
whatever he does with the cigarettes is up to him.
I didn't think they were going to smoke them. I thought they would just want to see what the packets look like.
Can I tell you where your problem therein lies?
Yeah.
Is you've bought cigarettes for a 16-year-old.
Allegedly.
Mate. That's definitely illegal, whether they're allowed to have them or not.
It was allegedly.
I was a guardian at that point in time, allegedly.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
Allegedly. And this isn't even the worst part of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, trust me, there's been some bad bits this story.
Then we took him to the booze shop.
Took him to the fire.
Had a lovely night out.
He drove us.
Next stop was the whorehouse.
Anyway, at the end of the story, long story short, I allegedly went, I'm going to buy these pack of cigarettes. Yeah. They gave me 20 and said it should be 15. They're a cheap pack. In the end, it was $20.75. I forked out my own cash to buy these kids cigarettes.
Allegedly. Did you at least take one of them? Allegedly. Did you take one off them?
Nah.
You didn't take his taste. Listen to the Josh and Zach on Switch 1197's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Allegedly, that all happened. Back straight after this. Crossing my song, yeah. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Ariana Grande, Break Free. On the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197.
Perfect. That was very professional.
Maybe have it a round of applause, mate.
No, I'll just give you a compliment.
All right, thank you very much. Boys, I need... We're waiting for a phone call from Andy C. He's out there at Queensland Raceway with a Switch 1197 race car, which is which is good news. So we'll wait for his call. But until then, I mean... That's not an official phone call.
Yeah, you're like, right.
He's actually been using his time wisely.
Sound effects 3000.
All made by his mouth, everyone.
Give me another sound effect to do.
Crashing car. Oh, that was half-assed, Master. Yeah. How about instead of just being silly about it, how about we try that again? So I'll say it again. A smashed car. That's better.
There you go.
Andy C, you're on the Josh and Zachary Show. Switch 1197, how are you today?
Oh, I feel so privileged to be on your show.
And so you should be, son. How's Queensland Raceway?
Look, I'm having actually a ball out here. We've headed out to the Queensland Motorway, which, of course, is out near Ipswich out there. And I've just been watching, our brilliant, lovely racing car race around the tracks and, that sort of thing.
So what can we expect from our Switch 1197 race car? Are we able to hire that to get to and from work during the week?
No, I don't think so. I somehow don't think so. I think the fuel would be way too much for your measly pay packet.
Well, hang on, Andy. We're not paid at all.
Yeah, how about you revisit our salaries?
That's what I mean. Your measly pay packet, I was actually hoping to catch up with Jason, but they've just sort of finished the race just then. That's why, I couldn't even ring. It was like, boom, all this noise going on. Mm. He's just finished now. I think he just popped down. They're doing pretty well at this point. He said they're sitting about third or fourth in the, so that's pretty good for first round of racing.
Mm, that is good news.
So yeah, it is. And of course, it's all brought to you by our fabulous sponsors. I love our sponsor people. Of course, is Versus Wheels, and of course, Talk Time Events, and the Beat Megacop has been going for 30 years.
All right. So I mean,
let you go, boys. But love your work, and ta-ta for now.
Stay safe, Andy.
Andy C for the Underground Revolution there, and he's out there at Queensland Raceway with the Switch 1197 race car.
Well, I showed a guy one of your podcasts and what club.
At a club. Oh, that's good listening. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's great.
It's a good listening venue.
How they managed to turn the music
on? Who did you show it to? The DJ?
What are the venues?
Did you get him an AUX cable and your iPhone? Well, that would have been good. Great work, mate. Well, we're talking about books, putting your name in here in the Book of Achievements, mate. And since you were over in Ireland, you were there for a few months. We think, at the very least, something Ireland themed.
How can you do a jig?
Oh, yeah. I reckon that'll be it. That'll be it.
No, come on, don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
And don't
live on air.
Put your phones down.
Josh, get the
put your phones down.
Get the Irish jig music going.
I don't have Irish jig music. The best thing I have is the Benny Hill theme.
That'll do.
And that will be playing.
Zach's got to put his phone
down. He's jigging!
No, he will be jigging when we say he is jigging. Zach,
put the Benny Hill on pause.
The Benny Hill is indeed on pause. So how long do you think a jig should go for?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
And the traditional jig music is starting up.
Well, we'll start it up once we figure out the time for a jig. I think 15 seconds.
All right.
15 seconds for a good jolly jig. And I guess there's no other way to go about it but then a simple 3-2-1 countdown, Zach, as soon as I get my...
No, put your phones down.
No, don't be silly, Mark.
There's no...
Do you not want to get... You don't want to be in the Book of Achievements? Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Welcome back present. Yeah, we thought we'll put him in the Book of Achievements for doing a 15-second jig.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty easy.
Pretty simple. People had to do a lot more to get into the Book of Achievements, man.
I will move so quick that camel won't catch me.
Oh, listen. Now he's showing off.
All right.
Time starts the Irish jig as performed by Mr. Mark Gravina. Time starts. Go.
Oh, Jesus. That is a sad looking jig. Put some oomph into it.
Yeah, put some oomph into it.
Some oomph in.
All right, Zach. Look at him go. Oh, Michael Flatley, he's joined us in the studio. And Mark?
I'm out of the book.
No, now it's turned into a good old-fashioned Irish dance-off.
Off to the side?
Yeah,
arms to the straight side. Face. That's got to be 15 seconds. I need to lay down.
Well and truly, boys, thank you very much for that, for entertaining my...
I've lost my dignity. What a terrible segment. I mean, let's break down what we did. We played some Irish music.
Yeah, killed it.
While Mark and I jumped around the studio like morons, and then we called it a segment for radio.
But it's all worth it for this, mate.
Welcome to Josh and Zachary's Book of Achievements.
There you are, boys, and you're in good company too.
No, man, we're getting away with murder in here.
You're listening to Josh and Zach at Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back with more nonsense straight after this. I want you to know. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Joining the studio with Mr. Mark Gravina, which is always a good time. And we just had a Irish jigs were danced all throughout the studio here. You can catch that video on...
You won't.
...via the Josh and Zachary Show Facebook page. Just search Josh and Zachary. Give us a like and follow along at home. And, of course, it'll be up there on the podcast, Josh and Zachary Show Snippets Podcast, available on iTunes and podbay.com. Boys, coming up to the last 15 minutes of the show, and I really have nothing else to say. I was saving this story. It's not even a really good story. I don't even know why I'm saving it for. But... I found myself, you know the term, well, the phrase, teach a man to fish, or give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime.
Yep.
Yeah. I found myself in a situation where I thought I could work this into a joke. So I was at a local supermarket, just picking up my weekly gear.
Fish.
I was taught well. Yeah, you get the baskets right at the entrance.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to orchestrate a single basket. So I'm picking one up, but it was stuck to another one. Like, they was kind of stuck into each other. Mm-hmm. So I'm picking up two. I'm trying to pick up one, picking up two.
See, what I'm hearing is, first of all, old proverb or whatever it's called, feed a man a fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feed him for a day, teach a man a fish.
Yeah.
Feed him for a lifetime. Now I'm hearing about baskets being stuck together, and I'm hoping against all hell that they somehow link... Even by the most marginal amounts, but I'm curious to see.
Me too, to be perfectly honest.
proceed.
So I'm sitting there minding my own business and trying to get these two baskets unsheathed from each other.
Sheathed?
I'm yanking like mad. And a lady come up to me, and she worked there. And she was in uniform.
They normally do, and I'm yanking like mad in the store as well, mate.
So please leave.
You're not above the law.
She looks at me and she sees the issue. She goes, oh, yeah, those two are stuck in her head. This is what she's saying in her head. So she comes up. Instead of just helping me in the situation, she tells me how to get the situation fixed. So she basically said, grab your fingers, put them in between the baskets and do a little twist. That'll pop them out. They're stuck together due to normal physics and whatnot. So
I would have simply screamed, not my job.
Well, that's what I said, mate. So I thought I'll work this proverb in here. So I said to her, hey, teach a man to fish, am I right? She blank stared me and then walked away. So I thought, and I'm like, really? I thought that had some good stuff.
Like, I don't want to criticize anybody, Josh, but I've always found the great thinkers aren't normally at Woolworths telling me how to separate shopping carts.
So you don't think she registered?
No, I don't. I highly doubt it.
Well, I mean, my idea was
Aristotle is never down at the trolley queue.
The not filling.
Get yourself.
I'm not saying they're bad people.
No, just not.
Yeah, I don't want to malign anybody. It's
not on the forefront.
Oh yeah, they're all uneducated boobs, mate. They're morons. Why do you think they're working in physical labor? Only idiots do that.
I was so proud of
you
myself.
You want to back me into a corner?
I was so proud of myself that I worked like an ancient proverb into my little joke there.
Yeah.
So I thought, No, bugger it. She didn't register that. So I'm like, no, I'm going to take this on the road. I'm going to take this little joke on tour. I got to
you
the
put it on ice, getting ready to bring it back out.
And I thought, I'm going to remember this. I'll put a pin in it, and then I'll bring it out in due course. Well, due course came much sooner than I thought had anticipated.
Oh, here we go. He's gonna use a proverb on us.
No, I got to. I filled up my basket with all of my stuff that I needed for my week's grocery shop, and I went to a self checkout. And you know how the idea is you scan your item and then you put it in the basket and then it weighs it, and that's how you know that you're not just pinching stuff and walking out with it type thing. I don't understand the science between it.
Yeah, but I didn't know that that's what they did. But
well, there you go. Now everyone's more educated.
Only people
don't have to work
only
at Milo.
Probably only people who tried to circumvent the system would know that, Josh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I put some stuff there, but some of it was hanging off. So I put I got my item, scanned it, put it on. And it wasn't taking the full weight or bearing the full weight on the scale. So it was saying, hang on a sec, nothing's been put on me. Shut down situations, red lights going everywhere and all this gear. A guy comes over, he sees the problem. I'm stressed out. He goes, oh, I've got to come over there and help this kid. All right. And he looks at me, scales. He looks at me and he sees what's happening straight away because he's an educated professional.
Even though you look like a criminal. I would have assumed you're stealing things.
He hasn't put that together yet. But he looks at it and he goes, oh, okay, what you do is you grab that, you put it on the scale. Right? And I'm like, oh, he's making me do it myself. So I do it, and then I turn to him and I say, hey, teach a man to fish. Mm. And the same thing.
He goes, oh, not you again.
Mate, he looked at me and he went, yeah, and he kind of turned around and walked off. And I thought, fuck hell, no one's getting this joke. But I would have just been happy with that. I would have went, okay, fine, the jokes are done. I turned around and the same girl that I said it to begin with is staring at me. She's looking at me like, this idiot. He just wants to get his joke recognized. Listen to Josh and Zach, Switch 1197, straight back after this.